Welcome to Ronnie Phillips Podcast. This message is made possible by the partners of Abba's House Media. Help us continue to share this message around the world about how to live free and fully alive. Visit abbashouse.com/partner to learn more. And before you leave, be sure and subscribe to Pastor Ronnie's YouTube channel. Now, here's Pastor Ronnie Phillips.
I'm going to dedicate this message this morning to our own Robin Smith. I think it's fitting for where she's going and what God's doing in her in this season. So I'm going to dedicate this message for her. Funny how God works. I prepared this a long time ago, and God knew what time it would be. Somebody say amen. I believe it's time. Everybody say it's time. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 18. The call of an ambassador. The call of an ambassador. You know, you are an ambassador. Everywhere you go, everything you do, everything you say, you represent something or someone. I teach my three boys that in athletics. I always tell them, I don't care how naturally gifted you are, how much talent you have, how fast you are, how tall you are, you're tough. And you're a fighter because you're a Phillips. And remember, when you go on that football field, that baseball diamond, that wrestling mat, you're a Phillips. I don't care if you win or you lose, but you just do it being a Phillips. You fight every second. They're an ambassador. I asked my Aunt Mary one time on my father's side, I said, how did my dad and my uncle and both of you go through your lives successful, never had a divorce, great parents, two of them were teachers, one was a coach there at Troy and a Hall of Famer, one of my uncles. Of course, you know the history of my father and mother. I said, how did you get there with poor parents that didn't have anything, a mother that worked at JCPenney's, a father with a GED? How did all of you end up normal? And she said, Ronnie, the thought of going back to my parents as a failure was just too much to bear, because I knew how hard they worked so that we could be something and do something. And so quitting on my marriage was never an option. Quitting on my education was never an option, because I didn't want to go back home to mom and dad who worked so hard to provide for us and tell them I quit or I failed. They were ambassadors. You are an ambassador. What does the word ambassador mean? It's defined as a person who acts, represents, or promotes the mission of a foreign land. The Hebrew is tesir, and it means one who goes on an errand for a king, a messenger. Somebody say, I'm on a mission from the king. Now here's what God's word says. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Reconciled represents atonement. It means blood was shed, a price was paid, so you could be where you are, do what you're doing, and go where God's called you to go. Everything you do in life, you need to understand a price was paid for it. The fact that we can worship freely here on a Sunday morning, a price was paid for that. The fact that you get up and you can go to work and you live in a free country, men and women shed their blood for that in the United States of America. A price was paid. And it says all things are of God, who paid that price so that we might be reconciled unto him, and has given us the ministry, the mandate, the calling, the purpose of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. A trespass means to cross a line. Sin means to miss the mark. But when you trespass, you take sin to another level and you cross a line that you never should have crossed. But God's word says that he's not holding those things against us because of the word and the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are ambassadors. And not only are you ambassadors, for those of you who know Jesus Christ, you're ambassadors of the King. You're also ambassadors of your family. And if you're a covenant member of this house, you're an ambassador of this house. And if we are a house of grace, that means you've got to show grace. That means you've got to speak grace. That means you've got to forgive people that have hurt you. Oh, me or amen. That means we can't hold a grudge. If we're ambassadors of a house of grace and a God that freely gives us grace to enjoy all things, that means we've got to watch our tongue, our attitude, our spirits. You see, there's far too much grudge holding going on in the kingdom of God. We are so divided in this nation, and the reason we are is because the church has set a horrible example of what unity is supposed to look like. Getting the church to be on the same page for anything for 5 minutes is a water to wine miracle. I mean, there comes a point where you have to know whose you are, where you are called to, and what you are called to do and say. And you've just got to put your armor on, John, and you've got to stretch forth and move on and fight the fight, stay in the field, stay in the race, stay in the game, and keep believing for God to move and move in power. God wants to move. And if he's not allowed to move, he'll move some people so he can move. God can move stumbling blocks, people with the wrong attitudes and agendas. God will move them so that he can move in power and do that which he has called us to do. If you look back one verse, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what does it mean to be in Christ? It means you understand that we have a Father and he is our Father. You understand that he forgives sins through his Son Jesus Christ, that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that he's given us a future. And all we have to do is accept him and walk in that path. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is anyone in Christ today? Has anyone been anointed by Yeshua today? Is he in you and on you, or is he just on you a little? Or is he in you? Amen? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Favorite Greek word in the New Covenant is this word creation. It's katisis, it's progressive change. It speaks to the ministry of reconciliation. It speaks to the process that God puts his children through, and that is that I'm not as bad as I used to be, but I'm not as good as I'm going to be. That's grace. Somebody say amen. That process of creation is a re-creation. That means when God touches you, he recreates you. So if you still have the same feelings, the same thoughts, still dealing with the same insecurities from when you were 12 years old, you haven't been recreated. You've been religionized. And some of you have been religionized. You need to be recreated. You need to allow God to do a new work in your life. You never are too old for a new work. You're never above a new work. You're never above a new start, a new name, a new purpose. Look at Abraham and Sarah in the Bible. Look at Caleb. God never finishes the work until he's finished. And if he's finished, that means you're finished. And some of you need God to move like never before. You need him so bad, but you don't know you need him. Oh, I couldn't do this without him. He got me up this morning. He gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. He loves me so much. He loves you. At your worst, he's at his best. When you are faithless, he remains faithful. He loves you so much. If you just knew how much he loved you, anxiety would leave. Depression would leave. Heartache would leave. If you just knew how much he loves you. You wouldn't be worried about who called and who didn't call and who didn't show up and who gave you the attention and who didn't give you the attention. All you'd be worried about was the fact that you are His and He is yours. If you just knew how much God loves you. Oh, He loves you when you're not lovable. He loves you when you're not likable. He loves you when the world has forsaken you. He loves you. He loves you so much that He decided to give His best so that you could be recreated. You are a new creation. Stop living back there in the past. Stop looking at the rearview mirror. Stop looking at all the bad things that happened to you. Start looking ahead. Start advancing the kingdom of God. God is your source, not what happened to you. Forgive those people and move on to the destiny that God has for you. It's a supernatural call, this call of an ambassador. It's a supernatural call that begins within. If God's going to do a work in your life, Corinthians talks about the fact that His Spirit has to come inside and indwell you. Something has to happen on the inside of you. How many of you can feel Jesus every now and then on the inside of you? How many of you can feel Him when you do something wrong? You just feel Him. He's there. He never leaves. He's in there all the time. That's because the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit lives within you. You must be transformed into a new creation. And when you're transformed into a new creation, you gain a new perspective. Things that used to matter don't matter anymore. Some of you just need a little don't care anointing on you. I've asked God for a double portion of don't care. Amen. I only want to care about what He cares about. Amen. I don't want to care about what I care about. I want to care about what He cares about. Life's too short. Amen. Somebody help me preach this morning. I've been in a Church of God church. I need some help this morning. Hallelujah. I preached, I think, 3 hours Friday night. I was in a coma somewhere. Amen. Church of God people will pull it out of you sometimes. Amen. It's a supernatural call that begins within, not only a new perspective, but you pick up a new mantle and embrace a new purpose. Reconciliation is to make atonement for, to be forgiven, to walk in the reality that you're not what you used to be. King David worshiped on the Sabbath to this revelation of what it means to be reconciled. Listen to what he says, "But my horn," Psalm 92, "you have exalted like a wild ox." Now, he didn't say a Baptist ox. He didn't say a Presbyterian ox. He didn't say a showy Pentecostal ox. He said a wild ox. Let me tell you, when God anoints you and gives you authority, your worship ought to change. I'm sorry if wild worship offends you, but some people have been forgiven much and have decided to love much. Amen? Like a wild ox. I tell you, don't be upset with somebody because they're giving God more praise than you. We ought to worship God all the time. Not just in an audience, but in our automobile and in our car and in our secret place. He is worthy to be praised. I've been anointed with fresh oil. Anointed means to rub in and smear. It's not just on me, it's in me. Some of you have got a lot of religion in you, but you don't have Yeshua in you. You need to be anointed, the mikshah, with power from on high. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Woo! So if you got the Holy Ghost in you, you're going to be faithful. I told that Church of God church Friday, I said, "I love y'all Church of God people." There were about 7 pastors. I said, "But y'all are some of the most unfaithful people I've ever seen in my whole life." I said, "Y'all church jump." I said, "Gypsy jump. Y'all go to the loudest and the latest preacher. Y'all don't have no roots in the ground." I said, "Y'all got a lot of things going on that I don't have. But y'all don't have faithfulness." And I'm telling you, the authentic anointing from God will cause you to be faithful and will plant your roots somewhere, and you will flourish if you're faithful. Somebody give me some praise. I had an old Church of God preacher come up to me afterwards, and he grabbed me by the hand. He was shaking. He said, "Young preacher, let me tell you something. I don't care where you go, you preach that message just like that. We need to hear it. Tired of jumping to the latest and greatest thing." This is what it says. David understood it, that faithfulness was the direct result of being reconciled to God. David made some mistakes, but once he was reconciled, he decided, "I'm going to be faithful for the rest of my life. He shall grow like a cedar, not no wimpy bush or limb, a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright." So not only does your worship change, your mind changes. Your faithfulness factor changes. Your strength, your hands start shaking again. Your toes start to curl again. You start getting your fight back. Some of you, the devil's whipped you so long, it's time that you get your fight back. And you start fighting back when the devil says you're a loser, you're a liar, you're no good, you're a failure. You need to say, "You're a liar, a murderer, and a thief, devil. I'm no failure. God's got his hand on me. I've been reconciled unto God. I'm a new creation. My past is my past, and I'm marching ahead to my future." Glory be to God. Somebody give him a shout this morning. Hallelujah. And it says, if you're faithful, then running is no longer an option. Dr. Alan Johnson calls them ship jumpers. I tell you, if you're faithful and you've been reconciled, then you don't run when the devil comes. You don't run when you get scared. You fight. You find your five smooth stones. And you don't look at the size of the giant. You look at what you're going to get after you defeat that giant. That's what it says here. Not only that, promotion comes, renewal comes. They'll bear fruit. They'll be fresh and flourishing to declare what? That the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So the Lord receives the glory. If your motivation is for God to get the glory, he's going to take care of you. If your motivation is for you to get the glory, you're in trouble. If God gets the glory, he's going to take care of you. This call of an ambassador, number two, it's a spiritual call that brings wisdom. It brings wisdom. It involves unselfish and sacrificial love. It involves a change that occurs within, but wisdom in the mission of reconciliation. To reconcile again is to make something right that's wrong. It is the restoration of the favor of God on your life. He reconciles you. Now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself. Jesus was masterful in many areas. But in three areas, when we look at the story of the woman at the well, he was masterful in timing, in truth, in toughness. You'll need those three things if you're going to do anything for the kingdom of God. You need the right timing, you need to speak truth, and you need to be tough. Because the devil will try to knock you off course. The devil will try to defeat you. He will try to whisper things in your ear that will get you off course and off the path that God has for you. So you need timing, you need truth, and you need toughness. And we see that. It was about the sixth hour. See, it was the hottest part of the day, but it was the right time. Come on, y'all didn't hear me. I tell you, no one would have went to the well at that time, but Jesus went because it was the right time. See, the society may say it's the wrong time for you, but Jesus may say it's the right time. God has an appointed time for you to do and to be what God has called you to be. And you've got to be willing to step up in that time. Somebody say amen. Amen. This woman, she was ordered by Jesus, "Give me a drink." He spoke truth to her. Later in the story, when he said, "Go get your husband," she said, "I don't have a husband." He said, "You've had about five of them, and the one you're living with is not your husband." He spoke truth. Everybody say truth. I had somebody tell me one time about one of my friends that preached. He said, "Your friend's too mean. He says these things, and he's ugly." And Jesus would have never said that. And I said, "Well, he said that's not your husband. You've been married five times. I can think of a few slang words that fit that narrative. But he was there at the right time, and he was tough because, see, after he tries to impart reconciliation into her and give her a drink that will never run dry, she wants to get religious about Jews and Gentiles and where they worship. You see, if someone's scared of the authentic power of the Holy Ghost, they'll always resort back to religion. God starts moving, and they will jump back on Calvin or doctrine. Or Luther, or something like that, to waste their time because they don't want the Jesus that's standing in front of them screaming, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and let him drink." I tell you, I don't have any time for nonsense. I want the real Jesus. I want the real power. I want the real Holy Ghost. I want the real thing. I don't have time for any nonsense. I'm just not going to do it. I don't want you to do it. Amen. Somebody say, I want the real thing. I want the authentic anointing. Jesus, we love you. We worship you. We want you. Do what you're going to do in this place and with this place. I tell you, God wants to move in this hour. And that call to an ambassador, it will give you supernatural wisdom to know what time it is, how to be tough, and when to speak the truth and to whom. That's what wisdom does. See, wisdom is not reading a lot of books necessarily. It's good to have good intellect, to be educated, for all those things. Wisdom is knowing when to speak and when to shut up. And if you don't know when to be quiet, you're a fool. Because sometimes God is speaking, and He doesn't need your help. And He doesn't need my help. Sometimes we've got to let God move. The call of an ambassador is a significant call to we and not me. One of the biggest problems in the church of Corinth was division and immorality. Of course, there was sexual sin there. A young man was sleeping with his father's wife, and the church was so wimpy they were allowing it. So the church became divided because the mercy people wanted to put up and tolerate this debauchery. And the remnant wanted to do something about it and bring reconciliation, which ended up happening, by the way, after Pastor Paul got in the middle of it. But pride means puffed up. The church rallied behind Pastor Paul. And they gave a form of biblical restoration, which I believe in reconciliation. Please understand that reconciliation is not the absence of truth. Reconciliation is not sweeping something under the rug. It's being vulnerable with Christ and His people and allowing God to put a new robe on your back and a ring on your finger and to restore you to a prodigal's party. But it starts with the truth. And whenever you want to be open and honest and transparent with God, He'll renew you, restore you, recreate you, and give you a call to be an ambassador. Yeah. To be an ambassador. You're not a church member. You're not labeled by your denomination. You are an ambassador of the Most High God. It's about we, not me. The church rallied to confront evil. They rallied together to bring reconciliation. The call of an ambassador is a significant call to we and not me. We've got to walk together in unity. We're spending the entire month of July talking about unity. And I don't even think we have a problem at the moment here in this church. But most of the things we operate in are for the future. And for other places, I'm telling you, I feel support. I feel a rally coming up out of this people. God's doing a great work, but we must understand the enemy seeks to destroy unity in the body. You have to understand that. So if someone takes you to lunch and asks you demonic, divisive questions, have enough wisdom to shut your mouth and let God speak. God knows the truth. Let God be God. Let God show up and fight on your behalf. Some of you keep been fighting your whole life. Time to let God fight. Time to let God do His thing. Everybody say we.
We.
Say it like you mean it.
We.
We're stronger together. It's about togetherness. An ambassador walks in the wisdom of we. An ambassador walks in the wisdom of we. And finally, the call of an ambassador is a sacrificial call that will cost you the pleasures of this world, but it'll reward you in glory. It says that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. How does that happen? Somebody say the Holy Ghost. Your reward is in glory, and the only way you can walk in that kind of righteousness is to have the Holy Spirit on you and in you. You need it. If you're going to walk this walk, and you're going to answer the call from on high, and you're going to walk as an ambassador, you must understand that an ambassador represents a foreign land. An ambassador represents a homeland. Oh, I think of that old song, Beulah Land. I'm kind of homesick for a country. I tell you, when you're an ambassador, you ought to feel a tug from your homeland. Ambassadors talk differently. They act differently. When Paul was talking about that, there were certain provinces that were governed by the Senate, and there were certain provinces that were turbulent, and those turbulent provinces, they would send an ambassador, and that's what you must understand, that ambassadors bring peace. Their mission is to bring peace. And who is the Prince of Peace? Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who lives on the inside of you. So if you're an ambassador of the kingdom, you need to understand that what you speak, what you do, where you go, what you sow is to bring peace. Is to bring peace. That's what an ambassador does. You ought to feel a tug from the homeland. You have a different language that comes from another kingdom. Ambassadors don't look like everybody else. They don't act like everybody else. You've got to receive that call, that mandate, that anointing from Almighty God. And understand that every day you get to live on this earth, you live on this earth as a called, chosen, adopted son or daughter on the mission. Given to you by a king. Not just any king. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Christ, our Comforter, Deliverer, Everlasting Father, the Great I Am, Jesus, who loves you when nobody else will love you, who carries you when you can't even get up off the chair, who will be there with you when you're sick, when you're dying, when no one else is around, when you failed miserably and you've made a mess out of your life. Jesus will be there to pick you up and to reconcile you unto Himself and give you a calling that's greater than any calling you could ever receive on this earth, the calling of an ambassador. I want you to receive that call this morning and to see that you're on mission from a king. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? I tell you, you need to be marked and moved by the authentic power of Almighty God. How do I start that, Pastor Ronnie? You got to receive the anointing. You've got to receive the anointing from on high. Receive it. Pastor Ronnie, how do I receive it? Call and He will answer you. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. So the first thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you've been recreated. How do you do that? Well, if you're in this building today or you're listening or you're watching, you need to know that you're saved, that you're God's child. The Bible tells us how to do that. It says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. The Bible teaches us that our sin, our trespasses, our messes keep us from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All you have to do is ask Him, acknowledge Him, receive Him. He'll forgive you and recreate you and give you a new start. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you need to know Jesus Christ, if you don't know today, the King, if you don't have peace from the Prince of Peace, pray this prayer with me. Abba's house, help me. Just say, Lord Jesus, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Please come into my heart and save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and use me for your glory. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you prayed that prayer in just a minute, I'm going to ask our pastors to go ahead and get in position. We'll need someone for Pastor Seth this morning. He's got 100 with him at youth camp. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to run down this aisle. Don't wait till the music gets emotional. You ought to already be here if you need Jesus. The Bible says, if you'll not confess me in front of men, I'll not confess you in front of my Father. So don't be ashamed of what Jesus has done in your life, and you make your way to the altar in just a moment. But some of you, you're saved. You know Jesus. You know the Word. But you need to receive the call. And that is the call of an ambassador. You need to realize that you're not just here to exist, that God has called you to more. Everybody say more. But you don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have the mandate. You need to receive it. Say, Lord. Come on, say, Lord. I receive your anointing, your call to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Everyone stand on your feet all over this place. As I said, it's a significant call to we and not me. I want to open the doors of the church so you can connect with a church that's not about me, it's about we. And it's about Him. If you need ministry, if you need the anointing, if you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you come. There's an anointing on me that's been with me since Friday. If you need healing, I'll pray for you. If you need a fresh touch from God, I'll pray for you. But you come as we worship this morning.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Ronnie's message. Connect with us at abbashouse.com or ronniephillips.org. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. If it has, please subscribe to our podcast. You can invest in helping others live free and fully alive by giving at abbashouse.com/give. Thanks for listening.